Morning Edition on WVIK is supported by Mercy One Genesis.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state will appeal a court order taking effect next month that overturns a ban on assault-style rifles. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports a federal judge in East St. Louis on Friday ruled the Illinois law is unconstitutional.
Judge Stephen McGlynn, in his 168-page ruling, explained that guns like the AR-15 are commonly used by citizens for self-defense. The Trump-appointed judge wrote that fundamental rights like the Second Amendment do not, quote, subsist subject to the whims of government officials and judges. Gun rights groups like the Illinois State Rifle Association are celebrating the ruling. Meanwhile, State Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office says they plan on appealing the decision. The ban was pushed by Democratic state lawmakers in response to the Highland Park Parade mass shooting, where a gunman used an assault rifle to kill 7 people and injure dozens more. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The race for Iowa's 1st congressional district, which includes much of the Quad City area, has still yet to be called. Incumbent Republican Marionette Miller-Meeks has about 800 more votes than her opponent, Democrat Christina Bohannon. A recount is expected for the election results. Meanwhile, the Iowa Secretary of State's efforts to prevent potential non-citizens from voting last Tuesday could factor into a key race for the state Senate. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach has details.
In Senate District 14, incumbent Democrat Sarah Trone Garriott has a 19-vote lead over Republican Mark Hansen. The Dallas County Auditor has not counted a small number of absentee ballots in that district because the voters are on the Secretary of State's list of possible non-citizens. At last check, there were 19 pending ballots. Many of the voters on the list are in fact U.S. citizens, but they must prove it for their votes to count. The auditor's office must see evidence, such as a passport, in person by noon on Tuesday. Government offices will be closed on Monday for Veterans Day. New citizens in Iowa who voted early or absentee can check their ballot by calling their county auditor. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he hopes that the new GOP majority in the Senate will be open to bipartisan cooperation. With some races still undecided, Republicans will hold at least 53 seats in the Senate next year. Illinois' senior Democratic senator says that means they'll need at least 60 votes to pass important legislation, which will only be possible with help from Democrats.
Just finding a way to stop the business of the Congress is not a positive thing for this nation. Working together could be positive, and I want to be part of that. I've been in the Senate long enough to have seen it both ways, and I believe that a bipartisan cooperation is the only way to move forward.
Durbin was speaking at a ribbon-cutting ceremony for taxiway improvements at Willard Airport near Champaign. He says he's also ready to work with a new Trump administration, but is committed to protecting Social Security and Medicare. Dozens of Veterans Day events are scheduled across the region today. Davenport's Veterans Day Parade kicks off at 10 this morning at 4th Street and Western Avenue downtown. Davenport is also hosting its first ever QC Veterans Festival. The fundraising festival at LeClaire Park runs from 3 to 8 p.m., featuring food trucks, fireworks, music, and wrestling. Muscatine's Veteran Day ceremony starts at 1 today. The Rock Island National Cemetery is hosting its ceremony at 1 as well. The Arsenal is not requiring visitor passes today at the event. And Bettendorf is also hosting a ceremony at its Memorial Park on 23rd Street starting at 2 this afternoon. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.